We turn our attention now to the plight of women in traditional societies. Our first story is from Yemen, a country on the southern tip of the Arabian Peninsula. More than 80% of women are illiterate, and most girls are married off by the age of 15. Some Yemeni women are now challenging the country's patriarchal structure, and one woman is even running for president this year. Reporter Kristen Gillespie traveled to Yemen's capital, Sana'a, and beyond, and sent us this story.
Hot sweet tea signals the end of lunch at the Hamida Hotel. The hotel's in a poor medieval village in a remote part of a remote country. You have to pass through two checkpoints to get to it. Not because the country is particularly militarized, but because if you're kidnapped between points A and B, authorities will know how to find you. On this day, Belgian, French, and Japanese tourists, along with villagers, have come to taste Hamida's cooking. Lunch was served on a long, low table. It's all about meat and carbohydrates in Yemeni cooking. Boiled meat, rice, round wheels of bread, and lamb cooked in aluminum foil. What's unusual about the restaurant and the small hotel attached to it is that it's owned by a woman, a widow in her 60s named Hamida. Hamida's voice is muffled because, like most Yemeni women, she covers her entire face except her eyes. She's short and plump, and a colorful skirt inches out from under her black robes as she sits on the floor cushions that serve as chairs. Her life, she says, has been a struggle. 10 children, poverty, hunger. Then the conversation takes an unexpected turn. She says it was her husband's death 3 years ago that freed her to take their dilapidated hotel and turn it around. I was never afraid of hard work, she says. Everyone, men and women, told me it was shameful for me and my daughters to work. It was shameful to allow strangers into my hotel without a husband here. I told them all to shut up. Today, I own 3 hotels. Success stories like Hamida's are rare in Yemen because women rarely work outside the home. They run the house. And with an average of 6 children, it's more than a full-time job. The streets of Yemen's capital, Sana'a, are always crowded, mostly with men. They're whimsical in their fashion choices. The men from Yemen's countryside wear a kilt that reaches mid-calf. On top, perhaps, a long-sleeved, colorful Oxford shirt, paired with flip-flops and a cotton cloth wrapped around the head. Women almost all look the same, basic black, with only the eyes showing. Some wear black gloves, but they don't linger much in the streets. Women here require written permission from a husband or father to get a passport and to travel abroad. But in 2004, the president abolished a law that required a wife to obey her husband. For writer and columnist Rashida Al-Khili, it's not enough. It's time for women to take charge.
Women are more merciful with the people and less corrupt. I say, as an educated Yemeni woman, I have a role to play in changing the current situation.
Rashida Al-Khili is running for president. If elected, she says she'll cancel the heavy restrictions on freedom of speech. She'll curb local pork barrel politicking, create jobs, and most importantly, clean up pervasive corruption. But her campaign is facing an uphill battle.
People are making fun of me. Some say if men in tribal clothes with mustaches can't defeat the president, how can a woman?
But Al-Khili sees no reason why she can't serve as Yemen's president. Islam, she says, allows women to rule, and for her, that's important. Politically, Al-Khili considers herself an Islamist. Her husband, a poet, is her campaign manager and top supporter. Islam allows a man to take up to 4 wives, and she is his second. Al-Khili jokes that dealing with her husband's first wife at home has given her experience in peacemaking and diplomacy. But realistically, says prominent journalist Khaled Al-Homadi, Al-Khili's campaign has little chance of success.
I think Yemen is not ready for a female president or female candidate for presidential election. Because, you know, Yemeni society is controlled and restricted by a lot of social, tribal, and Islamist culture and traditions.
Rashida Al-Khili says she's not giving up. A virtuous woman, she says, is 1,000 times better than a corrupt man. It's a message she hopes voters, at least female voters, will remember on election day. For NPR News, I'm Kristen Gillespie.